Bank of Cardiff. This is Lena. How can I help you?
I just wanted to get some information on what you guys are offering as far as business loans.
Oh, sure. So just one second. I will be ready to take your reservation code. Yes, please, can you just give me your reservation code?
2311-0201-0056-8907.
One moment. HB Global LLC?
Correct.
Okay, and what is your name, please?
First name is Eric, E-R-I-K.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like the last name?
Yeah.
It's B as in boy, O-R-G-E-D-A-L-E-N.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Borgdalen.
Borgdalen.
Oh, Borgdalen, okay. So, and you're the owner of the business, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have a business partner, we're 50%, 50 each.
Uh-huh. And when did you become the owner? What year?
I'm sorry?
When did you become the owner? When did you become the owner?
How long have we been in business?
Yeah, what year have you started being the owner?
We started... We're in our eighth year.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what is your business doing? What's your line of business?
We're a full-service restaurant and sports bar.
Oh, you're a sports bar and restaurant. Okay. And what is your gross annual sales, approximately, at least?
Probably 1.2, 1.3 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I have the business number is 623-556-0664. Is it your business number, phone number?
Yeah, typically you won't get me on that phone number, though. I mean, I
okay, what would be,
Well, the only number you're going to reach me on is my personal cell number because I get solicited nonstop all day on the phone,
sure.
So I just don't take calls off the business phone.
Sure, and what is your cell phone number, whatever number we can reach you?
602-570-5707.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now what do you need the funds for? What's your immediate
need? Well, I mean, summertime for us, we live in Arizona, so obviously summertime, hey, quiet down. Summertime for us is the slowest time of year for us. So typically cash flow is not the same as it is for the most of the time. I mean, can we make it through the summer? We probably can. Would I rather have some cash on hand? I mean, we do want to remodel the dining room. I mean, we'd like to replace a bunch of chairs and tables and reconfigure it for better, more seating capacity because a lot of times we have problems being able to run out of seats.
I see.
Yeah. So that would be that one thing we talked about, and also the patio. We'd like to redo the seating on the patio as well. So those are two items we've talked about doing, is replacing tables and chairs on the patio and increasing seating capacity on the inside as well.
Okay. And you said that there are two partners, right, in business, you and your
Correct.
Business partner.
Right.
Okay. And how is your personal credit looks?
Well, my personal credit is not bad. I mean, it's not 800, but it's been running around 720, 730. Right now, I think it's around 690 because I went in for a medical procedure, and they took my insurance card, and they scanned the front and the back of it, and they told me they accepted it. I gave them a copay, and 3 or 4 weeks after the visit, they billed me the full amount and told me they didn't take it. And I said, well,
wonderful.
I did take it. And so I said I could have went to the hospital right next door, and my maximum deductible at the hospital is $250. And they take all insurance at the hospital. And I said, you guys scanned my card, and you told me you accepted my insurance. And then after you did the procedure, 3 or 4 weeks later, you billed me the full bill and say that you didn't bill it. You billed it under the doctor and not after the medical facility. And if had you guys billed it properly, you guys could have paid the doctor because he works for your medical facility, and more than likely my insurance company said they would have paid it.
Yeah.
And anyway, so that ended up being a big battle with them. And I'm like, well, when somebody accepts something from me, and they can scan my card through their computer systems, and they tell me it's acceptable. In fact, United Healthcare is the largest provider in my state, in California, mm-hmm. in the Southwest, mm-hmm. and the West Coast. They're the largest provider of medical insurance, and that's who I have. And
yeah.
I have the best plan that's available to them, to a customer. I have a top-tier plan, and they were telling me no. And I'm like, well, you accepted the card. I said, I would have went somewhere else. I mean, had you said I don't accept it, I would have went to, I have a plethora of other companies that would be more than happy to accept my insurance. So I'm kind of in a fight with them. So they sent it into collection, and it affected my credit score by 30 or 35 points.
I see. So
the last time I got it was around 690, which had went up 8 points from the month before because everything else is paid on time. It's just that they have reported that, and they took a nick on it.
I see. And your partner has a decent credit, too?
I know his is a little. He told me he thinks his is around 660, 665, something like that.
So the reason I'm asking, because we have two programs you might be interested in. One, we can finance equipment, whatever you need for your tables, chairs, patio, whatever you know you need for your restaurant, including installation and delivery and everything, we can finance it. And in this case, we pay to the vendor, whoever you want us to pay to, wherever you buy it. And then you have monthly payments to the bank, and it's for up to 5 years usually.
Yeah, I mean, typically, the last loan I took out was an $80,000 loan. I had it paid off in 8 months. And it was $80,000, and they were charging too much interest. They keep coming back to me and trying to give me money, but I won't do business with them again because they want too much money for their money, and I'm not paying that much money.
Yeah,
so
but
I
that was a working capital, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I literally paid off $100,000 in 8 months.
Okay, I'm telling you about equipment
loan,
which is up to 5 years with a monthly payment. We are talking about equipment loan.
We like this flexibility, but we wouldn't keep it out that long. We'd pay it off relatively quick. Once we get into season, our income dramatically increases. I mean, it's better than it's ever been anyway.
Okay, you can take this loan for 2 or 3 years for less than 5 years. That's not a problem.
If we were to pay it off early, do we get a break on the interest on it? Or is it the same amount no matter how long we have it out?
It depends on how the loan will be structured. If it's a lease, which allow you to get a tax deductible right away, then it's like any lease. You have the duration of the lease and you pay the whole lease. But if it's EFA, if it's just equipment financing, so it's buy, then you can pay it earlier.
Yeah, because I'd rather have that.
But you are losing the advantage of tax deductible the same year and right away. You will need to have the depreciation.
Yeah, but the nice part is not having the debt. You know.
Okay, but that's up to you. It doesn't matter for us. It's up to you. If you want to schedule it this way, that's fine.
The terms are fine. I guess my next question would be what it would be the interest rate that you would think that would qualify for based off of the information I've given you.
This information is not enough yet for me to tell you. I can tell you that we have financing as low as 6-7% for equipment.
I just don't think we'd qualify for 6-7% because we never have
I'll
be honest with you, I don't think that's going to be an option.
That's why I said what you told me. But we have it all the way up to, probably 25% because we're approved almost everybody.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I've already had companies off. I mean, the last one I did was 25%. I won't pay it again. I've already had somebody offer me 18%, just off our conversation, they said that they feel we'd qualify for at least 18%, which is
7%. I can right now, Eric, during our conversation, offer you anything. If whoever offered you anything over the phone, they're just lying to you, because before we would see your documents, your bank statements, and
right,
your tax return. Who can say? It's like, you know, if I would tell you how much will be my bill in your restaurant, can you tell me?
Well, I mean, I think what they do is they go back and they look at previous loans that we've had and how we've paid them back.
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
no.
If everything was,
you're
if
paying it back
paid,
is wonderful. I can say you probably will be approved, but the terms, I cannot guarantee that I can tell you from the top of my head, oh, that's what
right.
you're going to have. No, I can't. Because I need to do, our credit department will do the risk assessment of your business. And for working capital, the most important thing is your bank statements, how they look. And you don't have working capital loan right now, right? You
no,
paid
we don't
it
have
off.
Any, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's been paid off for months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you probably, I mean, more likely you will be approved for a working capital loan if you want it.
Right.
But I cannot guarantee with what terms. I cannot even guarantee the terms on your equipment, because we need to see what kind of equipment, so what kind of collateral we have, and a lot of different things are taking into consideration.
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind of why I'm shocked.
And your credit, and it's not just the number 690 or 680. We have to see the credit, like what you already paid off or what you're paying, or like, for example, medical bills. That's something which we take into consideration,
yeah,
that this is medical,
well,
so...
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem I have with, because they accepted it, and then later on they billed me for it. And I think that they should even know if they can accept my
regardless of your situation, any medical bills, it's not that crucial.
It was
$1,000.
It's not the
$1,000.
It wasn't
gonna,
a huge...
Yeah. Yeah, it probably would make a difference on a mortgage, but not.
Well,
so either you will get it or not.
No, it's the principle behind them accepting it and then telling me afterwards, after they do the procedure, that now, no, we don't accept it after you accept it, because I gave them the copay.
Yeah,
and they
but that's it. What happened, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where I have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why I'm kind of fighting with them, probably trying to send stuff to the credit report, the credit reporting agencies, and say that these were all accepted by this medical facility, and then later after they do it, then they bill me $1,000, and I'm like, have a problem with that.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean,
you were saying that you're a little bit short in cash right now, like your cash flow is
short. Our bills are paid.
Not that.
We're not desperate.
I understand you're not desperate. Yeah. But, you know, it's always better to get money or cash flow if you anticipate that it's going to be tougher during the summer. It's better to show that you have a good bank statement, because when people come to me and say, oh, now I need the loan, and months ago I didn't need it, but now I'm already behind, nobody will approve you when you're already behind.
Right.
So that's, again, I'm sure you've been in business long enough, you can decide what's better for your business and what you can do for this summer. But I'm just saying that if you need working capital, we can get you approved. And see, we now have even up to 3 years working capital programs, and we have more than 40 of them. We work with almost everybody in the business. We participate in the loans with other companies, so we can get you the best working capital loan available. They are not cheap, you know that, but the best rate probably is the one which we can get you, because we do both equipment and working capital, so we can afford
well,
to make
less. Well, we probably want a little of both. You know, if we were going to add tables and chairs to the patio and to the inside of the business, that would be obviously equipment purchases. Mm-hmm. If we want some working capital for payroll, then
even
we
if you need flooring, whatever you need for that, dishes, whatever.
And then say we wanted some for just to be safe on payroll.
Yeah.
You know, we've never missed payroll
in
over 7 years. We've never not funded our payroll. We've always funded it.
Sure, that's the
but
most important.
But sometimes it does bring us down into an area where if something were to happen and I lost a 5-ton air conditioning on the roof, you know, it would be nice to know that we could go in and replace that 5-ton unit because I'm wanting 30 tons of AC on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Arizona, when we're hitting 112, 115, pretty much on a monthly, daily basis, and our electric bills are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Plus, we're running, you know, 20-some TVs.
So you do have air conditioning? You do have the new air conditioning?
We're in Arizona.
Yeah, I understand.
You have to. We have to have it.
Yeah, but you said you wanted a bigger one?
We put over $5,000, between $5,000 and $6,000 on the misting system last year.
I see.
Just for the patio, to drop the temperature on the patio by, you know, 15 to 20 degrees.
I understand. I'm in San Diego, so we are not as...
No, I used to be in Redondo Beach, so I mean, I know the difference in the weather.
Yeah. Even though it's hot here, too, today.
Yeah, like Arizona.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in the beach area.
Mm-hmm. So you want to try to apply for both loans?
Well, I mean, you can turn it over if you want to email us the apps.
I can email you. Yeah, I'll email you both applications, and you can, okay. What is your email?
And that way, it's going to be H as in horse, B as in boy, global, @cox.net.
Cox. Okay. So my name is Lena. If you want to write down my extension here is 33644. But I will send you this email in the next 5 to 10 minutes, and you will have my direct number and everything there. And
okay,
when you
so
will send me documents, it takes about 48 hours for working capital to be approved for equipment. If it's from many different vendors, it could be 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, I mean, we're not rushed or anything, but how do you, just so I make sure I have your name spelled properly, how do you spell your first name?
My first name?
Is it two E's or one?
No, just one.
Okay,
L-E-N-A. N, like Nancy, A. A.
Okay, L-E-N-A.
Lena. Mm-hmm. L-E-N-A. Lena. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I had it right.
Yes.
People spell their names all kinds of different ways.
Absolutely. Okay. Can I answer any more questions?
Like I said, I'm just kind of gathering info to see what's out there. I know what is out there that I don't want.
Yeah.
They're constantly calling me.
That's already good if you know what you don't want. I mean,
we get some of this information to the mail all the time, and so I'm just making a few calls and trying to find out what is out there and how you guys collect the cash. Is it based off of you directly pull the money from our primary account?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's the way it's paid.
ACH, yes. It's taking directly from your business bank account. We can get you, since you're the restaurant, so you process lots of credit cards. If you like MCA loans better than working capital, we can get you the MCA loan.
Right.
When we take percentage of your credit card proceeds.
Yeah, see, I don't like that, because then they're taking money every single day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't necessarily
I'm just telling you. Yeah, we have so many different options.
There's a lot of cash flow. There's other days a week where there's not a lot of cash flow. But overall,
mm-hmm.
we're beating our projections on a monthly basis. I think last June, we are already 10,000 over a year ago from our income this year in June from a year ago. We're up about 10 grand from 1 year ago in June. And June is typically
good.
One of our slowest months a year.
Oh, I see. Wow, so, that's good. That's wonderful.
So every single month, we're not dropping. We're only going up. I mean, I think we're up $500,000 or $600,000 from the inception of the business a year on what we're bringing in.
Okay.
So when we first started it, we were starting with a lot less revenue, but we've branded the name out there for this round time, and we're well known, and we still do a good business, even though we're in the slower months. But we still have more, it seems like, money going out than we have coming in. Even though we have enough cash coming in all the time, we could always meet our objectives.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. So I will send you this email, and when you decide that it's time for you to do it, you can send me the documents. If you will have any questions, you're welcome to call me. And if you'll send documents, we'll process them right away.
All right. I appreciate your help. And like I said, I probably won't see my partner until Friday. It'll probably be the next time I see him.
No problem.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll look
through
them and then kind of come up to an assessment of what we think would be good for us. I mean, we don't want to overball and we don't want to underball. So
yeah,
we may come up with a number that's actually, they usually want to give us more money than we want.
No. Even if we approve you for more, you can always take less. You don't have to take what you approved for.
Right. But a lot of times I get companies, they want to loan us more money than what we're actually looking to borrow.
You are the business owner. You decide what you
yeah.
I can tell you my opinion, but it's still your decision. So,
Well, it's just adding another debt back in there, so, you know, that has to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
We want to make sure we're well covered, but at the same time, we don't want to overbrow and be paying interest on money that's just parked.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. So,
okay, well, then send that over to Lena. We will go through this info, and I'll talk with him on Friday, and then it'll probably be early next week. But I'm assuming you guys are closed on weekends.
Yes, we are.
So it'll be
here. Sometimes we work on Saturday, but not this Saturday.
Right. So, yeah, it's a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For most people, it's a holiday weekend. It's not for me, but it is. I'm working for the July.
More work. Yeah, more work.
Right.
I see. Okay, Eric, so it was nice talking to you, and we'll send you this email now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.